Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, and welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to go over some things that you should be aware of when you're going to bid on a new service account, some things to document so that you may not be held liable later for something, and also you want to disclose things you notice to the customer on the spot, and also document those things for your records. And I'll go over all of these here in this podcast. Leslie's Pool Supplies is a proud partner of the Pool Guy Podcast Show. Leslie's Pool Supplies has been do-it-yourselfers and pool trade professionals' trusted partner since 1963, providing quality products and services to make pool care easy and solutions and expertise to do it right. I think one of the biggest mistakes that we make here in the service industry is not documenting things properly. When you go do a bid on a new pool, if the customer wants weekly service and you go back there, sometimes we're overly excited about getting the account, and we don't really look at details or look at even thinking about documenting certain things about their pool. So I think a good mindset to have going forward when you do a bid, even though it's an exciting thing to get a new account, especially if you're starting out, you're building your route up, and it's an exciting moment when you can actually do a bid and land a new service account. But you also have to be aware of some conditions of the pool, how the surface looks, staining on the pool, different aspects of the surface of the pool, and also the equipment. So one thing that you want to do is have some detailed form, either through an app or just even a notepad where you write down things, and then later on you will note these things on the account and let the customer know that these are pre-existing things. So for instance, say there's a rust stain on the step area, you would want to point that out to the customer, saying that there's an existing rust stain, kind of like when you take a rental car back. Or when you pick up a rental car, or they'll walk around the car with you, they'll check all the dings and scratches that are already existing, and then when you turn the car back in, they walk around with you again, and they check for any kind of new damage to the vehicle, and then, of course, they would document that. I know that one time I rented a F-150 because my truck broke down, and I told the guy, you know, I'm going to use it for service. Should I get the extended insurance? He goes, well, I mean, we won't count it against you unless the dent is like the size of a golf ball or something like that. So I thought that was interesting that they have a pretty liberal view of dents on their cars. But regardless, you're going to do the same thing with the customer when you go to their house and you're doing the bid. Check for anything that's already pre-existing that you know of at that moment. If you're going to land the account, you definitely want to do a full evaluation of their equipment with a rundown of how the condition of their timer or automated system, condition of the pump and motor, condition of the heater, if there's any error codes. So you'll do a full inspection there, as well as walk around the pool, check for anything odd, like maybe loose coping on the decking or, you know, broken skimmer baskets, any kind of cracks that you notice on the decking or surface of the pool. Basically, you're looking for anything that 2 weeks later, when you're at the pool, the customer is not going to text you and say, hey, I noticed that there's a new stain on the bottom of the pool that wasn't there before you started a service. And then you have the documentation to say, no, that rust stain was here. I took a picture of it. It's right here. I have it on the list of the inspection report when I walked around your pool and inspected it. So it's not something that I did to your pool. And so this is one of the things that I think a lot of people don't do, and later on it comes back to really hurt you, because then when the customer notices something that they may not have noticed before, because a lot of times when you take over a new account, maybe the old pool guy wasn't doing a good job and they weren't really paying attention to what was going on. And since you're the new guy, or if they just hired you because they can't do it anymore and you're the new guy now, they're going to be watching what you're doing and they're going to be looking at their pool to see if you're doing a good job. And at that point, by looking at their pool, which they probably didn't do in the past, they're going to see things they didn't see before. And maybe the old company got away with it because they never even looked at their pool carefully. But with the new guy, which is you, they're they're going to be looking at their pool in a different light, and they're going to see things. So they'll see maybe some staining on the pool, discoloration of the plaster. I know a lot of times when I take over a new pool, the customer will be like, well, you know, before I didn't notice it, but look at all the discoloration on the bottom of the pool. And I tell them, sir, this was there when I took over. I have a photo of it. This is what it looks like. And therefore, you're covered. Because the last thing you want to do is take over a new pool and then have the customer accuse you of something that was pre-existing before. A lot of times, you'll get that. You take over a pool, and then within the first month, the motor will burn out. But if you document that the motor looks old, maybe it's rusted on the side, and it's running loud or hot, you'll have that documentation so that when the customer says, you know, the motor burned out, and it lasted for 6 years with the other guy, you could tell them that when you first inspected it, you noticed that this was happening, or you may see a leak at the seal, something that you're going to write down to signify that the motor is exhibiting age so that it could go out. And I always like to tell customers that your pump and motor look like it's about 6 or 7 years old. It's near the end of the lifespan. Of course, that sets you up for them thinking that you did something to get them get a new one. But however, you have to disclose this to them so that later on, it's not going to cause any problems. And once the customer gets to know you, they're going to understand that, you know, you're there to do service. You're not there to take money from them or do any unnecessary repairs to their equipment. But they don't know you, of course, when you first start out. So documenting all these things are important. Document the gate. Definitely document how the gate's closing. Document any kind of safety issues that you notice around the pool. You might see some exposed wires here. You may see that the motor is not bonded. Things like this are definitely important. So try to do a thorough inspection of the equipment along with the pool surface. Run your hand in there and see if it's smooth or rough. The last thing you want them to do is to use their pool for the first time in the season and say that the plaster is really rough. And if you've been doing the pool for a month, you're going to be holding the bag on whatever the other service did or didn't do. I always like running a water test. It's a good idea to have a good photometer test kit. You can get an inexpensive one like the ColorQ Pro 7. You can get the SenSafe Exact iDip. It's also a good test kit to have when you're doing a bid. If you want to go all out, you can definitely get the Lamotte Spin Touch. It's $900 or so. But when you put the disc in there, it'll give you 11 readings within a minute. Those are always pretty impressive to show the customer. So always do a reading at the pool, either the day of the bidding, or if you get the account, come back and show the customer, this is the chemistry that I got when I got here and I'm taking over. Here's the LSI. You know, your pool is very scale forming or whatever the readings are. You know, your chlorine level is really low. The pH is really high. Whatever you have in the reading, show them that so they know that you're starting out with an unbalanced pool and you're going to get it back in shape. It's a lot easier, I think, sometimes when you take over an account where the pool is green or it's full of algae, because then the customer knows already that the pool is pretty much in bad shape. And whatever you do, you're going to be golden when you get it back in shape. So those are probably my favorite accounts to get, are the ones that need some work right away. I think taking over a blue pool or a pool that's just been built are good, of course, because everything's new, everything's in good shape. But then you have to kind of remember or kind of think at the back of your head that the customer is going to be going over everything with a fine-tooth comb. Everything's going to be magnified, especially with a new pool. So if they see anything in the pool that's weird or any kind of staining, I remember I had this new pool. The pool was just plastered. It was the first week. And over this pool is a eucalyptus tree. And in the summertime, eucalyptus trees are dropping their leaves like crazy. It's kind of opposite. In the wintertime, nothing happens. But in the summertime, the eucalyptus tree drops leaves and are like crazy. And if you do pool service, you know that the eucalyptus tree is the worst as far as organic staining. And so the leaves fell into the bottom. And after the first week, you had all these brown marks all over this brand new white plaster. And talk about the customer panicking and going crazy. But I explained to them, there's no chlorine in the pool or very little chlorine in the pool. Once I start bringing the chlorine level up and start running the pool properly, the brown staining will disappear. And sure enough, within the next week, most of the staining came off the surface. And now they're used to the fact that when the eucalyptus leaves fall into the pool, it's going to leave some organic staining because that's just the nature of that particular leaf. So I think part of the bidding process is also helping the customers with their expectation of their pool. if you're back there and they're looking at their pool closely for the first time, and they notice that the plaster has a lot of mottling or discoloration, or they may notice rust stains here and there, you have to let the customer know that those stains are permanent. You taking over the pool, you're not going to turn around the mottling of the plaster. You may not be able to remove the rust stains from the surface. There's some topical stuff you can try, but there's no guarantee. As far as equipment goes, you can let them know that you can expect maybe another year out of your pump. Same with the filter. If you inspect the filter elements, the cartridges or the grids, notice that they're pretty worn out. You can let them know that they're in the future, you're going to have to replace that. So all these things you're doing is to educate the customer and also to lower their expectation of their pool, of what you can do coming in as a new pool service provider. You can't do miracles with their pool. If the surface is rough to the touch, there may not be a lot that you can do to fix that. So there are a lot of things like that that as a new service provider, they may think that you can make their pool better. But there are things that are permanent, there are stains that are permanent, and there are conditions that you can't fix. You're just inheriting that from the other service company or from the homeowner who was doing it themselves, and they want to hand you the pool to take over the service with. So there are a lot of things that you have to kind of do and educate the customer about what you can do. You're going to make the pool, of course, look blue and sparkling every week. You're going to eliminate algae in the pool. You won't have that problem anymore. And you're going to maintain their equipment and make sure that it's running properly and that whatever needs to be repaired or replaced, you're going to let them know ahead of time, and then you're going to repair that to keep everything running smoothly. So basically, your job is not to fix things that are already pre-existing. You're going to inherit a lot of those, document the things that you inherit, and also let the customer know to the extent of your ability, you're going to make their pool look a lot better than it looked prior to that, minus the staining and other kind of defects like that. And you're not a miracle worker with their equipment either. If they have a pump that's on its last leg, they can't expect you to keep it running for another 1 or 2 years, especially if it's making a loud noise, the bearings are going out. So there are definitely limits to your ability as a new service provider with their pool. So make all this clear during the bid, make all this clear during the first week, and make sure you document anything that may later on come back and the customer may think that you had done that to the pool, especially any kind of pre-existing staining. That's one of the most important things to note when you're doing the bid. And if you're looking for a pool professional in your area, definitely go to my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. Just go on that tab where it says find a pool service, and I have people in every state that are part of my group that are listed on my site, and you can find a pool company that's reputable in your area from my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. I also have an ebook available for $9.99 if you want to learn more about pool care. And if you do service for a living and you want to enhance your business or you want to fine-tune it, definitely check out the coaching program that I offer at poolguycoaching.com. And there are a lot of great discounts available. Plus, you can call me and text me in real time if you have any problems out there. Again, you can learn more at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.